Torah, towards the beginning of Parshat Emor, describes a number of halachos regarding Kohanim. And then, the Torah starts speaking about the Kohen Gadol. And it refers to him as HaKohen HaGadol Me'achav. The Kohen who is greater than his brother. And the Medrash Rabbah asks the following, I guess, simple question. Lama Nikra Shmo Kohen Gadol. Why is he called the Kohen who's greater? And the Medrash says, Mipnei Shehu Gadol B'chamisha Dvarim. He's greater in five things. In fact, the Baal HaTurim points out that that's why he's called HaKohen HaGadol. He's Hey Gadol. He's five things, in five areas, he's greater than all the other Kohanim. What are the five areas? B'chokhma, knowledge, koach, strength, noi, beauty, osha, wealth, shanim, years of maturity. And the Gemara says, b'koach, what does it mean he's greater in koach, the Medrash says? Shehu gibor. What does it mean that the Kohen Gadol is a gibor? Bo re'e Aaron. Torah tells us in Parshat Balotcha, that when the Levim were separated from the rest of Bnei Yisrael and chosen to be the Meshartim in the base in the Mishkan, what did Aaron have to do? Kishehenef et ha-Levim chof beit elef enef biyom echad. Aaron HaKohen has to be do tenufa on 22,000 Levim in one day. And what does tenufa entail? Ketzat ha-Yameinifam molech u-medi ma'le u-morid. He used to have to, like you shake a lulav. He used to have to go up and down into the four ruchot, and he had to lift them. And he had to do that with 22,000 levim in one day. That's not so easy for the average 90-pound weekly. So obviously, Aaron HaKohen must have been someone of tremendous strength. And we see that the Kohen Gadol, one of the criteria that's necessary, that he's greater than all the other Kohanim in strength. At Kan Divrei HaMedrash. Comes Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal, the Shiva of Mir, and he asks, I don't understand this message. Since when is physical strength such an important attribute that we look up to when we describe people, that our role models should be physically very strong? Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Al Yisalel Chacham B'Chachmaso V'Yitalel Agibor V'Gvurato. Right, the Chacham shouldn't be praising himself because of his knowledge, and the Gibor shouldn't be praising himself because of his strength. Adarav, on the contrary, Azel Agibor, not the person who can bench press 400 pounds, and here comes along the Medrash and saying, oh, Aaron HaKohen, he has to be a Kohen Gadol, he has to be great, he has to be really, really strong. Highly unusual. So Reb Chaim says that the question that he asked is really based on a misunderstanding of what the koach that the Kohen Gadol requires, what that koach really is. At first glance, it seems that the Medrash is just talking about physical strength. How much, how can he lift 22,000 people in one day? But that's not what koach is. What's the koach the Medrash is talking about? So the koach the Medrash is talking about is the koach that's the opposite of a different characteristic. The characteristic known as atzlut. It's laziness. So what's laziness? The person is asked to perform a task and he doesn't do it out of laziness. So is that because he doesn't have any strength? Is that because he's a weakling? That's nothing to do. Laziness has nothing to do with a person's strength, how much he has or how much he doesn't have. Laziness has to do with a person's willingness. If he wants to do something, and if he thinks that something is important, then he goes ahead and he does it. When a person doesn't do something out of laziness, it's because he doesn't want to do it, because he's not interested in doing it. And therefore, he might tell you, ain li kayach, but 3 minutes later, you'll ask him to do something else that he's really interested in doing it, and he jumps up and he runs to do it. Atzlus has to do not with a lack of strength, but with a lack of desire. So what's koach? Koach means when a person, doesn't mean that a person is necessarily physically stronger than somebody else. It's a person who desires to do something, who wants to do something. And then he gathers all of his energy and all of his strength and his entire concentration to go ahead and perform the task at hand. When we say that a person has koach, we mean that a person has this ability to take whatever abilities that he has, whatever degree of strength that he has, and use it to its fullest to accomplish his goal. That's the person who has koach. Aaron HaKohen had to lift 22,000 levim in one day. And when he lifted them, it wasn't just up and down. It was up and down into the four ruchot. So I did a little calculation. If he were to work for 24 hours straight without a break, he would have less than 4 seconds to lift each individual levi and do molech umovi, molech umevi, male umorit. And he would have less than 4 seconds to do it working 24 hours straight without a break. And the truth is that the Cheskuni says it's impossible. Not that he didn't do it. He did, but it's impossible. It was B'derech Neis. But if it's B'derech Neis, what's the Medrash telling us? That Aaron HaKohen has koach. It meant that Aaron HaKohen went to do this job, to do the tznuf on 22,000 of the year, totally concentrated, totally dedicated to doing the task at hand. He gave it 100% plus, 1,000% if that would be possible. And when you do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and he says, you're trying so hard, so then I'm going to give you some assistance. And that's how he was able to accomplish the task at hand. What Chazal, in explaining the Medrash, what they demand of the Kohen Gadol, when he says he has to be greater in Koach, it doesn't mean that you want to see him working out in the gym before he becomes Kohen Gadol, so he has big muscles. It means he has to have the attitude of Koach. The attitude that if I have a task to perform, I'm going to give it my utmost. Anything that needs to be done, l'shem shemayim, is going to have my fullest concentration, and I'm going to do everything to the best of my ability. That's the koach. It's one of the five attributes necessary for Kohen Gadol. Many times in life, when we're asked to perform certain activities, to accomplish certain things. We're asked to do so. It's expected of us. And all too often, our answer is, I just can't. And the truth is that most of the time, or certainly many times, that's not a truthful answer. The truth really isn't, I can't. The real truthful answer is, I don't want. Because if I really, really wanted to, then I could. But I don't really, really want to. So when I don't really want to do something, so I say I can't. But that's not really the truth. I just don't want. I'll give you a personal example. Baruch Hashem, I always go to minyan. Go to morning minyan. But for many, many, many years, after you get to minyan, you go to an early morning minyan. So, the minyan starts at 6:30. You leave your house around 6:30. 6:30, 6:32, 6:33. Then you get to shul. And if you're a guy, so you got to put on your talis, and you got to put on your tefillin. But the minyan started at 6:30. So you become very well versed in the halachos of what you're allowed to skip, and when you skip, and how you can catch up. You have it down to a science. So why didn't you get there early? 6:30, sometimes it's 6:15. As short as it could be 6 o'clock. You have to get up earlier. It's not easy. I can't get up so early. Then, a little bit less than 4 years ago, my father was missing. I remember I was, during Shiva, I was thinking like, okay, during Shiva you daven in the house, but I have to get to shul. If you don't have to get to shul, Minig is it another, davens for the other. You have to get to shul on time. Not you have to get to shul on time, but you have to get to shul and have your talis and tefillin on, so that you can be ready to start davening on time. And then there's a kaddish, with the very two kaddish, with the very beginning of davening. So how am I going to handle it? And the answer is, I handled it very simply. This was important. So, minyan was at 6:30. I didn't leave my house at 6:32. I said, I have to leave the house at 6:15. Because it takes a few minutes to get to shul, and then it takes a few minutes to put on talis and fill it, and then sometimes you have to say brachos beforehand, because the shul really starts from Nizmor Shir at 6:30. So I'm going to have to leave the house at 6:15. And you know what? It was amazing. I left the house at 6:15 without a problem. And if davening was at 6:15, I left the house at 6 o'clock. And if davening was earlier because of slichos, I left the house even earlier. And I haven't had a problem since. I haven't had a problem. In all those years that I left the house at 6:32 or 6:34, it's not because it was so hard to leave the house earlier. Truth is, and I'm embarrassed to say so, but it's obvious that it just wasn't so important to me. Because the moment it became important to me, I didn't have a problem. I'm not saying I'm not tired in the morning. I didn't have a problem. That's the difference between koach and atzlut. Between concentrating on getting a task done. And somebody says, I can't, but they really mean it. I just don't want. How hard is it to be in the Beis Medrash at 8:30 in the morning? How hard is it? And the answer is, it's not hard at all. It's not hard at all. So how come it seems to be so hard? And I hate to be blunt, but the answer is it's not important. You don't really think it's important to be in the basement. You should be 30. because it was important to be in the Beis Medrash at 8:30, we would be. But it's okay to come at 8:40, or 8:45, or 8:50. The Chavrusa doesn't come any earlier anyway. The teacher may not be there anyway. It's not considered late, as long as I'm there by a certain time, anyway. So it's not important. Because when all of a sudden, they say that the bus is leaving at 6 o'clock in the morning to go on a field or whatever it is, no matter how little sleep you had, you're downstairs at 6 o'clock in the morning. Maybe 6 or 5, but you're downstairs. Because it's important. Person to get up on Friday and wants to know what exactly are the halakhos of making self-mantfila, and is it okay if I daven it with halachos as long as it's before chatzos? It's not any harder to get up on Friday. It's less important to get up early on Friday. The Baruch Hashem, it's more important to come to class. Friday is a day off. It's not important to get up on time. If it's not important to get up on time, it's not the best. If making tefillah b'zmanah isn't important, then yes, it turns out to be very hard. If a person decided that making zman tefillah was important enough, he wouldn't have a problem. But it's only l'chatchila, and it's b'di'evan, and I'm a woman, and I have kulos anyway, and it's a Friday, and whatever. That's not important. As far as I know, there are at least two students here. We made a siyum on Tanakh this year. Maybe more. That's not the only learning that a person can do. The person can very easily decide that Tanakh is not what they wanted to study. They wanted to study other things. It's not that everybody here should be making the Siyum HaTanakh. But how did those two people make a Siyum HaTanakh? Where did they find the time to make a Siyum HaTanakh? So I hope they don't get insulted. But I'm not sure that they are necessarily the two brightest or quickest students way above and beyond everybody else here. And that they can learn so much better than anybody else, that they can read a Perek of Tanakh and understand it so much faster than every single other person here. I don't think that's necessarily the case. What I do think is, he decided they wanted to do something this year. They wanted to accomplish something. And all of a sudden, it went from being, I can't make a Siman Tanakh in a year, to, it's important, and I'm going to put in the time, and I'm going to put in the effort. Baruch Hashem. Wonderful result. You don't have to make a Siman Tanakh. But you should have goals. What are you going to accomplish this summer? Who are you going to be? And what are you going to accomplish? Going to have a chavrusa? Going to have a seder? Going to learn something? Going to be a counselor somewhere? Want to teach something to the chalichot? Want to come to learn something? I mean, what are you going to do? And after you decide what you want to do, and hopefully you'll have some idea of what you want to do, you have to ask yourself one other question. Is it important to me, or it's really not important to me? Because if it's important to you, if it's really important to you, you can accomplish great things. If it's not so important to you, there'll be 101 excuses why you won't be able to do it. And I know, because I've been here, and there are times that I'm still here. throughout life, you sometimes think that you're, yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that. And then these ideas don't last very long. Well, you don't get very far. 99% of the time, and maybe even more so, it's because it wasn't so important to me. If it'd been more important, I could have accomplished more. What are your goals for next year? Wherever you're going to be. Hopefully you'll want to continue on your learning on some level. Just necessarily taking a Chumash class on it. You're learning on your own. What do you want to learn? What do you want to accomplish? Is it important? What about the sum we talked about next year? What about the next 6 weeks? Still 6 weeks. Still a lot that can be done. Going to be important. That's the person less koach. The person less koach, the person who decides that I have something important to do, it's going to be important to me, and I'm going to concentrate through all my efforts in that direction. Yeshayahu HaNavi tells us, the kovei Hashem yachlifu koach. When you're doing things l'shem shamayim, your koach doesn't run out. Kadosh Baruch Hu somehow or another renews your strength. Yalu eiver kanasharim. You can soar like the eagles. Yarutzu v'lo yigol. You run and you run and you run to do what you want to do, and you don't tire. Yelchu, v'lo yiyafu. Wherever you go in life, Baruch Hu will give you the strength to accomplish great things.